We've been talking about the various shittos of defining sikresha in terms of not by case by case, whether let's when I'm doing a specific maisa, whether it will inevitably cause the malacha. That would be the normal definition, the classical definition of sikresha. However, we try to show in a number of rishonim that sikresha was defined if on a more theoretical level, that as long as this maisa didn't have to be done in the form of sikresha, even though in this very situation it's certainly going to happen, the malacha is certainly going to happen, afa pichein, it's still going to be mutter as with Avashen and Miskami, it's not going to be considered a sikresha. Just remind yourself of some of those marimakomos. Rashi and Zvachim that Sadeg Aleph seem to say that in terms of kibui hamizbeach. Kibbeh is back, even though you're pouring tipos gadol, you're pouring larger drops on the mizbeach, and that would put it out, since in theory you could do it with smaller drops, it wouldn't be a problem. Similarly, we spoke about the Rashi and Shabbos, Rashi and Ksuvis in terms of Bilas Mitzvah. Rovbiki and man, the possibility, even though it seemed like this individual is not a Baki at all, since in theory a person wouldn't have to do the Aveira, it seems like it would be Mutter, as we spoke about. So that having it was Kedai, we then asked, wait a second, how about the classical cases of Gor Adam Mita Kisiv Isafsal? Well, eventually he's got us the Moder of Shimon of Sikresha. So in that case, we were a little bit bothered I should just note the Gemara doesn't exactly say what we think it says. Meaning, it's, for example, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chof Tesamid Beis, which is one of the main sugyas, says the machlokas whether b'gdolim or b'ktanim or k'tanim or b'gdolim. They're arguing there in terms of dragging, whether they even argue b'ktanim the efsher or the lo efsher, since you could lift it and in fact you're still dragging it. And then they said, no, the machlokas b'ktanim b'gdolim divrei hakol mutter. So it's almost the opposite perspective. B'gdolim, on one hand, the k'tanim you think not because it's efsher, it's efsher to carry. But g'dolim, the Gemara said, is definitely mutter, it's according to the gersos that we have. Some rishonim of the gers are definitely usher. But
why would it be definitely
mutter? Because it's efsher. Machlokas is only bide efsher. Since it's possible to carry it, then you're still dragging it. Then even though it's efsher's kavi, it may still be hazer. But if it's efsher, you carry something very heavy, right? So then it should definitely be mutter.
I'm just confused about the case, but we're talking about making a groove in the ground as a result.
Yes.
So then, why would he ever do it otherwise? Make it better.
Because it's still Davish and Miskavi. It makes it more of a Davish and Miskavi.
But why didn't they make up secret?
That's where I'm going.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going. Right. So many poskim, for example, this is the way. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch. This is Shin Lamed Zayin.
And in the other case, it's because you could have done it otherwise. You're doing it this way, Bidafka, so it means part of your intention as opposed to...
I think so.
Intention.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So, for example, the Mechaber, when he brings this, in Shin Lamed Zayin Aleph, Dover Shein Mizkave Mudder, V'hu Shelo Yehib Sigresha, whatever that means, will... Hilchah goer adam mito kisiv esafsal bein gedolim bein ketanim will vajli is kavin latzos chavitz. So of course the classical nosekelim and shochan aruch teach that to mean dover sheinim is kavin dvarim mutar latzos b'shabbos. I'm reading the shdevura, but this is kamat magen avraham. It's zeloshen aram dvarim mutar latzos b'shabbos or b'shas asiyason efshar shetas to beglalon malach acheres efshar shelo tase. Let's skip this one. Ben Gedolim. Yeah, this is what I'm interested in. The Mitrach L'Soyim Makzeifo. It's difficult to carry on his shoulder. Ben Ketanim D'Yochol L'Kochem Makzeifo. Smaller ones which you could carry. Afilu Ochi Motul L'Gorim Alaret. Still, you could drag them on the ground. Kosa Hamogen Avram. It's Hamogen Avram right there. The Gedolim B'Yoser Osir L'Gorim Alaret. The Psik Reishu. The Vaday Yaseh Chavit. Right? So he... Even if it's okay, that's another point. But the Magen Avraham qualifies; it can't be too big because then the tackle would be of segregation. Truth is, on one hand, the Magen Avraham, of course, based on whatever we normally think is, of course, he's the standard. The standard mahalach. The truth is, the Gemara doesn't exactly say that, and the Gemara doesn't say that, and Gedol and Marshari. And if you first have to come up with a Magen Avraham in order to tell you what the Shulchan Aruch is really saying, there may be room for something else. Similarly, go back a siman, Shin Lamed Vav Gimel, Mutter Leilech Agave Asavim, Bein Lachim Bein Yaveshim, Kipim Sheinim Miskave. So pulling out grass. To which again there's the real quote, the Bir Allah, Hakivan, Tehekhoda Savim and Gedolim, Yizoya Shal Yorat Alayan Davi Psikresha, she tells Bivadai. But again, in each of these situations, it's not so glaringly obvious that's what the Shulchan Aruch makes a statement which is pretty broad. So that in mind, once it's open in the Gemara, again, halacha is going to be very hard to be so many passing me against Magen Avraham's Mishtaburas. We're not going to do that. But in terms of what theoretically could be said, that's why it's kedai to look at this Ravya. The Ravya that we photocopied here, I mentioned it a little bit last time. But it's kedai to review some of the other Maramakomos in this situation. First of all, he quotes the very beginning. I'm sorry, some of it's a little bit cut off. Discussing this machlokas of Yehuda Rashi and Dovid Miskavi. And he quotes many Rishonim, Vishita Sam, the Chi Amr of Shem and Dovid Miskavi, Mota Gabi Gora, the Mikhi Kit of Asasel. W. the Pollig. Hanimili the Enim is Kavin, Vilab Sikresha, Stavik and Yasi Chorit. The Hilkoch Shari of Shimon, Shafilu Yasi Chorit, Yisura Hudiko, the Hanim Lach Chenis Vichla Gufa. He quotes these Rishonim, I'm not sure why you need this at all, but he thinks, since it's Lach Chenis Vichla Gufa anyway, it's another discussion, therefore it's Dabbana, and because it's only the Safay, therefore it's not valid, it can happen, therefore we're Mekal. According to these Rishonim. But if it were bad that were going to happen, then it's going to be awesome. For our purposes, he's basically saying what we would have thought is what most Rishonim would say, that if any time something's going to be inevitable, that's going to give segregation. Bekashali, skipping to the next paragraph. Bekashali, Avi Ezri, Batuva, Netanya, Perakam, Matsniya. He's proving it's valid, it can happen, otherwise it would be a hasra safek. I'm not sure those would necessarily go together. And still, Rav Shimon says, Rav Shimon is Gabi and his mother. Similarly, Bechem Perek and Erivin, Gabi Hayam Mahalik, Gabi Asavim, that's what we just spoke about. Raskinon, Vayidna, the Seol, and Krav Shimon, Afi Lachaki Lashari. Mashma, you read that Gemara, it sounds like even an obsecration again. Rav Perek Mefanin. Agabi Kibbon and Kufkov Zayan and Medalev. Tamrin on Chilo Yigmar Saotzer, Zilmas Suglish Vieguya, Lagumos. And Rashi learned to Miskavi. Again, seemingly, even though he thinks it's a psikresha, Afagad psikresha. V'chein yesh lefarish, v'liezer omer tolin, v'yasina ibo shel karko, v'yikol man deshoryo, v'koshik hamash v'gumos. Again, Rashi is the kavana. Again, it sounds like if they weren't, it would be a... This is another gemara, which is kedai, either we'll match oil shtal on it right now, or maybe we'll get back to it. Maybe we'll get back to it. This gemara, rok darsel v'tumo. Familiar with this gemara? Maybe we'll push off. We'll just finish this piece of this right now. It's kedai to read that gemara in this context also. It's very relevant to the Rashba that we began this discussion with. And again, the gemara in Kol HaTadir that we just quoted, the gemara in Zvachim, in terms of putting out the kibu Hashem is Beya. Again, which Rashi said, "Kivun de efshir b'tipos dakolos afilu ki aved gedolos shaper dami mashv medvarav afilu barer yashlo gedolos." Again, explain. Maybe you could read Rashi differently, but certainly the Rabbi Yoah is touching it this way. Now let's skip now to the next paragraph. Ella Niroli. This is going to be the key. You see where I am? Turn the page. Yeah. Ella Niroli, the Nekot Hai Klola Biyadach. Again, we're reading from the Rav Yah and Simon Kof Tzadik Dal. Ella Niroli, the Nekot Hai Klola Biyadach. Psik Resha Velo Nechale Bimalacha. It's also interesting the way he puts this. Lo Nechale. Even though he's quoting the words of the Aruch, but he doesn't mean it in the same way. Lo machmaso v'lo machmas davar acher. Meaning what? She yitachin she yase cheftso b'lo hamalacha. That in theory, it would be possible to do his goal, to do his ambition, without doing this malacha. That would be mutter, the Rav Shimon, the Kaimelon Kavase. In other words, what he's saying is, I think very much along the lines that we're saying, as long as in theory it would be possible to do to accomplish your goal without doing the malacha, it would be mutter. And that's what he reads the Gemara, mutter Hashem, the Kaimon Kavasei, Damar Abaye, Shabbos Chafez, Komidi Damar Avid Kat Kirav, Gorod Amita Kisa Visafso. Nazir Chofi from the fast face, we spoke about that Gemara also. The stomach of Yisra Behamotzi, Pechenach Mochwitzos, and others, he thinks we pass him like our Shemit. Fine. But after Efshir, Lamevai Kitznuin, even though in theory there'd be some other way in Kilayim, he wouldn't actually put on the Begin, you could. Rafilu B'Isra Dereisa Demir the claim. Let's skip towards the bottom here. Do you tachin sheyase cheftzo below tzira? Since in theory it's possible to do his will without hardening the utensil. Shederech hametzarfim b'me'at me'at l'chabos hilkach afilu mechavin shari. V'afilu l'man d'muki plukta d'goru adam g'dolim kari le'lo efsher. Right, this is... Right, so again, this is where he's almost getting to his question, the Gemara that we're talking about. Right, you're lugging a heavy... dragging a heavy furniture across the lawn. Right, this is the Gemara that we were most bothered by. Goru adam mita kisa v'sasa. So the Gemara said... The machlokas is only b'katanim, gdolim kuli alma shari, according to one of the Gersas. So how can that be? And what's special about gdolim? That meant efshir. That was definitely what we meant. So efshir, if we think of it in his category, that would mean it would be impossible to accomplish my goal without doing the malacha, without making the hole. Mikol Makom, he thinks, Efsher b'siyua chaveiro. Yeah, yeah, in theory, by yourself you couldn't do it this way, but you can get somebody else. Inami sheitin beget tachtof shalo yaseh charet. V'nigror nagabi kelim, the Gemara says in Be'ah. So in other words, what he's saying, you're able to, he's including in this category, being able to accomplish your goal, which is he's about to explain, ach shalo, ach lo efsher b'lo tareach gadol. So for the purposes there, of considering it efsher versus efsher, it's considered efsher. Yet, for this purpose of psik resha,
then nothing is a psik resha.
Then not.
I mean, we say shayim shasu, you know, patra v'aser, but in terms of daraisa, you know, then hotza, you're like, so sort of hotza, there's no psik resha because it could have been done through two people, or.
He doesn't mean in terms of do the malacha that way. He means he means in this case not based on the Torah Shnayim
Shasua. Right. It's just the practicality
that you wouldn't be making the hole.
You'd be able to get your
furniture from one side of the lawn to the other without making the hole.
Right, but even so, I mean, if you're talking about just with a big, you know, care about, I mean, that's something that's like intrinsically linked.
It's going to be a very huge. It almost doesn't get it. Remember, the Mechaber very often is going to follow the Rambam, right? Usually. So we were very much, when we first started, noted that the Rambam was the classical case of Psik Resha, which is really the only one he brings. That is the words Psik Resha. There, it's so intrinsically linked. I'm taking off the animal's head, taking off the chicken's head, and it's going to die. It's not a derech agav at all. It's almost really it's minei ube. You have to really go through the gemaras when.
At least that was one. You know that was a big machlokas. So we saw one step further removed from the. That's that whole machlokas between the thing we discussed earlier and the stress we're seeing now.
Exactly. That's what I keep bringing out. That on one hand, that seems to be the major core machlokas in all of this. Is psik resha basically when bedavka, because I'm doing it right now in this way, it's ki'ilu miskaven, right? Even and ironically, the more efsher it is, that would make it more of a psik resha on some level. And I'm still doing it this way, and it's definitely going to happen. The more efsher, I meant the opposite. The more efsher it is to do it another way, right? And I'm doing, like in theory, you could be doing this b'tipim katanos, and you're doing it b'gadolos, that makes it worse on one level. Even though you're not mamash b'chavin, from a certain perspective, that makes it worse. Are we? Depends. I guess it depends which post can we talk to. As we said, Rosh Hashanah Zalman Taka was afraid that opening the fridge door with the light in it. He thought that was more than a psik resha.
Right.
He thought that was worse. But I think standard post can. He thought it was a regular psik resha. He thought that was a psik resha, and therefore it would probably be mutai de goi. Grama and Mechuli Mechuli, all the coolers that we spoke about in terms of technology. Yeah, Shlomo Zalman was Sahi in Shmir Shabbos. He was afraid.
Also, is this understanding the Rabbi about intrinsically linked or more coincidentally, but practically, it sounds more like the latter, because
he thinks Liyitzur, at a certain point, that's going to become very difficult to. Because once, I mean, Liyitzur, it would be impossible to get another person. And even though there's no other person around, Lemaisa.
Right. No, I mean, like also, there's such a thing as people in the world. Like, for instance,
you know, there are certain things which are even more interesting than like the brushing the hair example, where you want to say that's actually on the same trajectory. It's actually, even though that's, you didn't intend to pull out the hairs per se, because it's, you know, actually that's part of what you wanted, with you want to order them. It's part of what you wanted. It actually is part of it. It's not just that it's, you know, it's inevitably going to happen. It's that it actually is part of it. That was that part.
Right. That's more.
That's the most extreme
right.
type.
Right.
Where let's say the classical, you know, the example of, you know, the cutting off the chicken head. That's not necessarily part of the same totsa. It's completely inevitable. There's no way to get the chicken head without killing the chicken. That's completely, it's just impossible not to.
Right.
And this is a third category of things which, in the way you're doing it right now, one step lower, or the way you're doing it right now, it will automatically happen, but the it's possible for it to be done without the ways to do it. You know, it's like, you know, maybe theoretically nowadays we find some way where you can attach the chicken head to some sort of thing which would keep it alive, and another question if that's holistically alive or whatever. I don't know the whole thing with that, but that's another question. But either way, but the reason why I bring this up is in terms of, like, I'm bothered by Monty's question about what about dragging it on other surfaces. Is it the mice, once you're removing it from that,
that wouldn't seem to be enough for him, though he does say, I could put an, again, part of it included in Al Gabi Kalim.
Right, so he seems to define it in the local, like, in the local, like, like the thing dragging it along the dirt. That seems to be a category.
Right, I wouldn't say, and he's not saying, you won't go this far, that by definition, I don't say that since in theory it would be possible to move furniture without pulling grass, the haraya, you could do it in the city.
Right, but the question is that, you know, like, you know, in terms of defining an action, I mean, you define an action as, you know, like I'm dragging a bench. So why is it that if you're doing, there's like, so the two opposite extremes. One opposite extreme is doing it completely locally. It's completely relevant on what my current situation is. Okay. I'm going to drain here. Will it happen? Will it not? Then there's the remove just the concept of the action. Then, and that is, I'm dragging a bench. And the dragging a bench could be done on this floor. It could be done in the dirt.
Right.
So there's somewhere in the middle. But what's basically like...
He doesn't go far. Right. I agree with you. He doesn't go that far.
I'm saying, like, what makes it like fall in that middle category where it's really about the action, and it can be done otherwise, but we still assess it in the local context.
Yeah, I'm trying to think how to properly answer the question. We noted some of everything in Rashi last week, that, right, what do we say, Rashi in terms of, Rashi in terms of, no, Bekiyim Bataya, right, that Rashi, what was that, we made a very similar point to that last week, what was that?
Yeah, I pointed out the difference between the two cases in Rashi, where one is more extreme than the other, because, one second, what was the distinction? Right, no, the difference is like tikkun gadol versus tikkun katan. That is, they're, to the same person, could do both, and they have another way to do it here. So, as opposed to Baki Behataya and Rove Bikini,
that's
more to, because this person can't do it.
This person can't.
There's a way to do this.
Number one, this person can't. Well, that was the Ritva understood Rashi, that in theory even this person can get to it. That was a Chiddush in understanding Rashi. The Ritva understood Rashi that way. Right? Number one, that was a Chiddush, even this person can't do it, but just in theory in the world it's possible. And then, this is the point that we pointed out last week, that we don't say, we define this as Bia Rishona. We don't define it simply as Bia. Certainly, the first Bia has to cause, would in theory have to cause, I don't, other than the fact that Yesh Bikiyim, Rov Bikiyim, whatever
right.
the story is, we don't say the fact that the definition of how do I view the mice that I'm doing? Is the mice that I'm doing Stam Bia, or is the mice I'm doing Bia Rishona? I don't just go that far. So in this case, the mice that I'm doing apparently the answer is going to be sometimes the mice include some of the circumstances. I'm dragging, what I'm doing here really is dragging this over grass. That's part of the. That is part of the. You define the mice in that way, I would think. That's That's apparently what he's saying.
Yeah, I just kind of feel like, well, what like pushes us to do that middle category? Because they do extremes. You know, maybe you have proof to say one or the other or not, but they, you know, make sense. The middle category, like, it seems kind of not here nor there in terms of like defining it, you know, by the action, but in the local context. Like partially removed.
Yeah, I'm saying this is part of, at a certain point it becomes part of the
mind. I guess it's like you do define an action based on a local context, however, to say if it's inevitable, it has to be that there's no way to do it in that context without doing it. But removing it to another context, that's no longer the same, we're no longer defining it as the same action in terms of segregation.
I think that's what you have to. I'm not sure I have anything more to add up in terms of that. Yeah, you're certainly noticing the right point, but it's. So that's Mamish how the Rebbe finishes. And the Maskon of Ekamura Bektanim Plezi, Afagav, the Efshir B'Tariah Kadol, Shari Lahachmas Atmelosophic, the Kol Shikain B'Gadol Afilum Psikrasher, the Tve Shari. Unbelievable. The after lay also below Greira. I think that's the main point for us within this Rabbi. Okay, so based on that, it's we were bothered by Gorod and Mitzvah Kizav Isafsal, but in theory. You really, if you go through the cases, in the Gemaras themselves, was it possible to find, was it possible that many of the other cases really are, you could debate them, but I was just trying to sort of review some of the other cases where the Gemaras explicitly define things as segregation. For example, the Gemara in Daf Kuf Gimel, the Gemara speaks about Hamalakit Eitzim and Liyapos Basa Karka. Hamalakit Eitzim. So they are picking something off the ground. So there, it really, when I'm taking something from the ground, by definition, I'm pruning the ground. Unless the pshat is I don't need it, and that's what the Gemara gets into in the Lonechole or Arad Lachashin Shuchel Gulf or whatever the other svaras of that Gemara were in Daf Kuf Gimel. But it's certainly much more. Certainly, I'm relating to the Gulf Adavar in that situation. I'm relating to the field, to the ground itself in that case. Right, that would be one classical case. Similarly, the Gemara of Mesech Raisa de Nezaisa. I'm not sure how to. The Gemara here in Ksuvas, right? The Gemara where I'm squeezing the cloth, which is closing up the jug. So there, again, how do you do that one? What do you think? Again, I'm definitely relating to the Guf HaDavar in that situation. I think that could. Again, though, you have to deal with Shas. You have to deal with the cases which the Gemara itself says. Similarly, there's another Gemara which is pretty good, which still fits these definitions of where the Gemara in Kuf Yud Zayin, where I'm taking the or off an animal, the skin off an animal, since it was after the Shokolei B'Barzi, the Gemara says. It would depend on if you. May have been a psik ratio where not for the possibility I could take it off in a way where basically I'd be ruining the entire skin. But it is true that when I'm taking off the skin, I am being definitionally mashed. Not just as a tangent, that is exactly what I'm doing at that point. The one Gemara which somewhat bothered me, though that Gufa could explain why it's somewhat of a machlokas amorayim in that Gemara, and it may also be. Nakuf Chaf Amid Beis, which may be a somewhat of a machlokas Rishonim. We talked about this Gemara in terms of Grum already. Ner, um, Tana Ner Shachori Hadeles. Poseach v'noel kedargo v'im kavsa kavsa. Layer le rav. I mean, my time, Elim, is it only Dovashen was Kavi? No. Modim, Modim, Sikresha. So therefore, they changed the Gemara. That's why, Layer Elim, Shonim, Sikresha. So how do you view that one? When I open the door, and the wind's going to come in. That one seems to be. I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say open the wind's going to come in. I should be more careful. Ner shachori hadeles poseach v'noel kedarko v'im kavsa kavsa. And then it says, again, lie it alei, he cursed him. So why did he curse him? To which the Gemara answered, it's a psikresha v'lo yamas. Psikresha. So, first of all, just to make a few points. So seemingly, as I would have understood that Gemara to mean, that what's going to happen is when you're opening a door, the wind's going to come in, and the mail is going to blow out the candle. That's what I would have understood the Gemara. However, two different points. So first of all, it is interesting already. Yes, Layet Ali Abaya, and there is already, and Maskon of the Gemara certainly is the psikresha in that case. Psikresha is going to be Aser. However, it's a little bit curious. What was Tanakama, or whoever it is, there? I'm sorry. Whoever was speaking at the beginning. Whoever made that memra. What was he thinking? So that's itself a little bit curious. Albeit the Gemara rejects it. Okay, it's a havam, you know, it seems to be rejected. But it's already leads you in a certain direction. Tosfos already gives you a pasach to read the Gemara a completely different way and take us out of the situation completely. Menaris atav uvino fellows from kafsa kafsa. Omer read, the Ma'ariv read. I'm sorry. The opposite. Afal pishi, I was reading the wrong Tosfos. Pasach benol kedarko. Afal pishi, ayidekein misnadneid haner umisrache kashem menashal heves. Omiskari. I will ain lefarish mekibui deruach achori hadelas lekaruach. So we spoke about that at the time. You can debate that, but whether achori hadelas lekaruach ishruach, whatever the story is, but once Tosis is speaking about moving the light, which is attached to moving the nair attached to the door, and by doing so, I'm moving the shemen. Then the two are really it's chativa achas already. So that, it's very different. Tosis is denying, I don't think he's saying that if there were Vaday Ruach, it wouldn't be a psikresha. I don't think Tosis is thinking that. But once, in the Gemara itself, there's no Raya, because in theory you could learn this Gemara speaking about a Ner, which is attached to the door, and then I think it would be a Chativa Achas together with the door, and then it wouldn't be just like a Derech Agav thing happening, it would be Maisa Echad with. So I think maybe we'll have one more grand finale on Psikresha. I think we'll talk a little bit more about the Gemara on Kuf Chaf Aleph, about Dorsa Lefi Tumo. Dorsa Lefi Tumo, I want to speak about that and maybe some other final points on that.